الحمد لله وكفاه سلام على عباده الذين اصطفاه أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال تعالى أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب صدق الله العظيم Respected ulama ikram, beloved brothers and students, in this world we are living, and as believers we understand that conditions come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All different halat, difficulties, adversities, tests, trials, tribulations, all comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the solution Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in different aspects mentioned in the Quran, and in the noble hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But no sooner a person looks for solutions outside of deen, then he is going further away from deen, and in fact contributing towards the problem itself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us solutions for every problem, for every trial, every tribulation, and that is to reform ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one verse says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم. Allah will not change the condition of a person until unless they change themselves. So the solution that we come in total deen and we bring obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu wrote to the commander chief, Sa'd bin Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu, giving him advice in the battlefield that, O Sa'd, I exhort you and I advise you and the believers and the people under you in the army, that they should stick to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the itaat of Allah is far more greater than the weapons against the enemies. And I exhort you to be vigilant against gunas, against all types of sins. Because these sins are more, far more dangerous than the enemy itself. So here we find the advice of Umar radiallahu anhu, again obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion in India, there was inflation and prices were rising all the time. So some people came to Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullahi and asked him that, Hazrat, that shouldn't we go and strike, shouldn't we go and march and raise our voices and placards, etc. So Hazrat Yusuf rahmatullahi said, "Ya ghayruka tariqa hai." This is the method of the disbelievers. This is the method of those people who are alien to the deen of Islam. On one case, Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullahi mentioned that when a person has some certain thing in his control, within his grasp, and he does it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will come. But no sooner a person, he neglects those things, then that thing comes out of his control, then it becomes difficult for him to draw the mercy and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, where in certain country, where people were not practicing upon hijab, upon wearing the niqab, etc., then when the ban came, imposing upon them not to wear hijab, then it became difficult upon the Muslims. Where we don't make qadr of the azan, then authorities now will pass rulings. Then we don't make qadr of the azan, then the day will come, Allah forbid, then to give the azan become very, very difficult. So to practice upon deen, to do what is within our capability, this will draw the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the current situation, you will find a person, once a Jew told a very pious person, that it looks like the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us, the enemies. We are bombarding you all, we are plundering you all, the rights of the Muslims, we are killing you all, creating a genocide, a massacre. So this alim told this person that if you look, sometimes the person has a flock of sheep, a shepherd has a flock of sheep. And in among the sheep, also he will have a dog. So when that flock of sheep, they are going, and then one sheep has to leave that flock and go out, then automatically the dog now pursues that sheep barked at it until that now the sheep returned to its flock. So this Ali made this person understand that you also to say are barking at us all the time. Why? Because Allah has appointed you all to return us back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will find in 4 verses of the Quran al-Kareem, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He talks about punishment, and then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Very quickly, for example, Allah ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. That will make you taste the lighter or the nearer punishment compared to that which is more greater and more further. And why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us? There is the whole the commentary behind it. Time does not permit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this adab, this punishment in this world is a blessing in disguise. Because لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that you can come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another verse Allah says, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ يُمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. That this corruption, fasad, whether it happened in the earth or in the seas, is because of the account of the actions of people. لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا. And this Allah will make you taste the consequences of others because of your actions. Allah's adab, Allah's punishment will come in various forms, whether it is catastrophes, whether it is natural disasters, whether it is the enemy plundering us, bombarding us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that they can come back and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another verse, Allah says, those people were traveling and they came across the ruins of Ad and Thamud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا مَا حَوْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْقُرَىٰ وَصَرَّفْنَا الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا مَا حَوْلَكُمْ. We destroyed the towns around them and we displayed our signs to them. Yeah, again Allah says, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. And then we look at the qissa of Musa alayhi salam, the Bani Israel, when they were given punishment, sign after sign was given. وَنُرِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ إِلَّا هِيَ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ أُخْتِيَا وَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ. Allah says, we seized them, we took them to task because of the punishment. And then Allah Ta'ala says, why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that we can come back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the solution is deen, to bring total deen into our life. On one occasion there was an alim and he was preparing for Juma, and now his little son came and was troubling the son, troubling the father, you know, give me some toys, give me. So the father, to occupy him, he found from the newspaper a world map. So the father, he started cutting all the with the scissors, all the continents, all the different countries, and he made like a jumble. He mixed it up, and then he tells his son, now go and sort out this world, this entire world map. Go put all the continents in his place, the right countries in his place, etc. So the father, thinking that my son now will take so long, so I'll have my time for my Jummah to prepare. And within maybe half minutes, the son came and the entire map was already stuck in its place, original form, etc. So the father was surprised. So how did you do it so quickly? So the son said, actually I didn't even pay attention to the world of the different countries. On that one side was the world map. On the other side, there was a picture of a human being. So I started constructing that human being. I started putting his eye, the right eye, the left eye, the tongue, the teeth, the ears, the head, the body, everything. And when I constructed this person in the face and the entire body of this person, so automatically the opposite side came right. So the father took lesson from this alim. And he said that if we come right as individuals of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the entire world will come right. The entire world, globe will come right if we come right, inshaAllah. And the solution to it is deen, inshaAllah. And in deen is our lives, our solutions to all our problems, not outside deen. That is why Mufti Taqi Sahib rahmatullah adam barakatuh explained that people now, they say, bring us Islam alive, bring Sharia alive, a hukumat alive, etc. So he says very, very beautifully that every country wants this and every Muslim desires this. So he said, Allah has given us, this entire body of us is like a country. And every aspect in this country is one province. The eyes, our ears, the tongue, our heart, our limbs, all these are different provinces. So bring Islam in each province in our body. And you see, inshallah, everything will come right. By us going out onto the streets, marching, etc., waving the flags, etc., this is something alien towards Islam. We'll, instead of raising the flags, raise our hands in dua. And unfortunately, calling out women, taking out them from the precincts of their home, and then we are pleasing our ego, and saying now, we as Muslims, we are a force. That very time that can be spent, that can be saved, going over there. Rezoi Mashaf al-Itali, rahmatullahi, said, these marches and going out, protesting, etc., these are all against the Sharia, the takes of the Sharia. And so much of time is wasted, so much of wealth is squandered, and sometimes Salah is compromised. And in our times, bringing the woman out, and we please our ego and enough, no, there will be separate facilities for the woman, for them to march, etc. So this, in fact, we will find that the solution for all these problems, what is happening currently, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to Kaaba Sharif, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the incident of Abraha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Surafil, we know the entire incident, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had protected Kaaba Sharif, and Allah will protect the Kaaba Sharif till the day of Qiyamah. But when it comes to the system of Masjid al-Aqsa, then respected brothers, that is a different system. The system now relies on the reformation of every individual of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We do not become judgmental, these Palestinians, these... No, it is the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you look at the few verses of Surah Bani Israel, and then the ulama explain that when the reformation and of the Ummah takes place, and people do good and avoid disobedience, then Masjid al-Aqsa will remain in our control. But no sooner we engage ourselves in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the control of Masjid al-Aqsa will leave our hands. So aren't we also contributing? This marching, etc., doesn't have any effect. Unfortunately, we will find certain, maybe ulama fraternity, certain organizations giving advice, everything from the secular aspect, from the secular side, that human rights, UN resolutions, the freedom right charter, etc. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not feature. Everything is directed towards these things from the secular aspect. But we have forgot Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to bring total deen into our lives, that is why people ask, when is the next Salahuddin? Like one person said very, very beautifully, that man tasara salahu deen illa bisalahi deen. That deen, we do not gain victory. Salahu deen do not gain victory except by salahu deen. In other words, by reforming my deen. Walay yauda fiha salahu deen illa ba'da salahu deen. And salahu, the second salahu deen will not return until we reform ourselves. We make salah, islah of our deen. And then if a person really looks the life of Salahuddin, how particular he was with his Salah, because he was a commanding in chief. A person might think they had to wait for him to perform Salah, but it was the other way around, always waiting for Salah. His ta'alluq with the Quran al-Kareem, his ta'alluq with the ulama'i haq, all these things, respected brothers, the sifat Salahuddin had. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him victory. Today we want Salahuddin to come, the next Salahuddin, it is possible. As long as we, inshallah, we mend our ways, we bring change to our lives, and we bring perfect deen into our lives, and the solution to it is in deen, not by marching out and waving the flags, and to say certain schools were saying, come dressed in the colors of a certain flag. Yeah, we should understand that they come in colored and dyed with the colors of Allah, Sibghatullah, waving the flag, raising the flag, rather raise our hands in dua, chanting the slogans, etc., rather communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recite the Quran al-Kareem, And unfortunately, we are ready to, this is something very easy, pleasing to a person to go out in a march. But for him to come for Fajr Salah, Qunut Nazila is being recited. Hardly many people to say Ameen to the Duas. So instead of marching there, march throughout the Masjid, march to the solutions of Deen, inshallah. As Mala Yusuf Kandari rahmatullahi said, that today someone came to him and told him that make dua that the Jews and the Christians and the Mushrikeen in Jaziratul Arab. So what did he say? Oh Allah, take out the love of the Jews and the Christians, their culture from our hearts. We are ready to say boycott this, boycott them, but we are not ready to boycott their culture, their ways of life. And no sooner we boycott their culture, their ways of life, the Nusrat, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come inshallah. So also we should make dua for the Palestinians, the people in Gaza. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all those who have passed away the rank of the shuhada. And at the end of the day, it is victory for us. All those who have passed away, whether the children, the orphans, the widows, etc., they will be raised inshallah on the day of Qiyamah with the rank of the shuhada. There is victory for us at the end of the day. Yes, they will mourn, but at the end of the day, they are martyrs in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unlike the kafir, once he is killed, he dispatched towards hell. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of realizing that the solution to all our problems lies in deen. That we come to we perform our salah, men and women, adhering to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ita'at of Allah, ita'at of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then there will be peace, serenity, as individuals, as a jama'at, as a whole ummah at last. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, inshaAllah.